Good morning, friends. Listen, I have been sitting on this Jesus and Coffee podcast for a couple years now. I got a cup with it on it. I started doing little social media videos as a way to kind of prep myself, and then I just never finished. So this is going to be episode one, Jesus and Coffee podcast. And for me, it's just a way for us to meet at least once throughout the day to remind one another to keep going, right? Life is tough and stuff happens, and we're all battling something. And I think it's so easy to be consumed by the negative or to focus so much on all of the things we have to worry about, all of the pressures of the world, that we kind of can forget all of the blessings, right? So I just wanted to maybe spend some time with you throughout each podcast episode to just break down the BS, right? And focus on the good. So I don't know, today I just kind of want to talk about pushing through, right? I think that so many of us have so many things that we are struggling with, and we just feel like often we just have to keep going on that Kevin Gates energy. I don't get tired, a lie. We get tired, you know, we get winded. We sometimes feel like we've just been going and going and going, and there is no more battery left in our Energizer pack, right? That little bunny ain't real, baby, because in real life, this stuff is hard. And I just think that sometimes in our desire to keep going, in our attempts at whatever we're after, we forget that there is really power in what we don't do, right? In the days that we block off for rest, in the times that we don't answer our phones, in the texts that we don't respond to, in just saying, you know, tomorrow is just going to be about me. Just me doing absolutely nothing. Just me utilizing each moment of my day to rest. And not only is rest important, right? But it also gives God time to talk to us. You ever been in a space where you feel like you're going to sleep at night, but then you're waking up in the morning and feeling like you didn't get good rest? Well, probably because your mind's not shutting down. Because when you're resting, you're still worrying. Or how about this one? You're going to sleep, and then in the middle of the night, you're waking up, like just randomly, almost like somebody is like pushing you or shaking you to wake you up for something. And then you wake up and you're like, well, what the hell is this? It's not time to get up yet. It's not time to go yet. So then you force yourself back to sleep. And I feel like those things happen to us because God is trying to get our attention, because he wants to spend some time with us so that he can share with us, you know, not only where he's taking us, but the way that he sees where we are or who we are. Because this world is so busy. We've always got places to go, people to attend to. There are children and there are spouses and there is work commitments. There is stuff we're doing for our community. Like, child, the list goes on. There is always something we have to do. So you have to be really intentional about taking out space for not only yourself, but for God, so that God can talk to you, so that God can fill you back up, so that you can tap into that GPS, that God positioning system, to make sure that you haven't made a left turn where you were supposed to make a right one. And I think that when you take more time in your life for you and for you and God, then you kind of discover that the terrain that felt rough wasn't all that bad, you know, and the winded times, you know, the times you're running out of energy or feel like you're breathless and you just can't go on, you feel defeated, you feel like nothing you're doing is working. When you're tapping into God more often, it's almost like you never run out of energy. You ever played a video game and the little life battery in the corner just keeps going down as you're going through the game and you got to find one of those magic somethings to fill you back up? Well, if you tap into God, if you stay plugged into the source, you never need that. You know, oftentimes, let's use cell phones, right? Like you'll be using your cell phone and, well, as you use your cell phone, your battery goes down. And then at night or whenever you have time, you plug your phone up, you recharge it, you keep going. Well, imagine if you stayed in a constant state of plugged up. If your phone was always plugged into a source, well, it would never lose battery. And so that's what I'm challenging you to do today, to find space for you to get rest, to actually take a moment to breathe, to not cater to anybody else, to just kind of cater to you and see where you are and what you need, what you're missing, what you need to do more of, and then also put time in your day every day for Christ, to talk to him, to spend time in his word, to get closer to him. And that takes daily commitment. If you're trying to have a relationship with, you know, a loved one or an intimate partner, you spend time with them. You go on dates with them. You communicate with them through cell phone. They pull up and y'all talk. You got to have that same go get it about your relationship with God. And once you do that and you find that time for yourself, everything else becomes so much clearer, and you don't find yourself feeling depleted, deprived, and dried up, friend. Me and my homegirl used to say all the time, I'm dry, as a joke. Like, we feel like SpongeBob at Sandy's house. Well, in order to feel like SpongeBob out in the water, you got to stay tapped into that spirit, right? That Holy Spirit. You got to stay honoring God and the word that he has for your life, and you got to stay filling yourself up with what you need, because I mean, if you don't do it, no one else will, because they don't know what your needs are. So yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. And I hope that this little less than 10 minutes of us sipping a little coffee and having a little word about Jesus does a little something for your spirit too. I'm going to wrap up our conversation with prayer, and hope you have a great day. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now just declaring that all of the things that we are worried about would just cease to exist, Lord. We give them all to you. Lord, whether they are health concerns or financial obligations that we don't know how we'll tend to, Lord, whether we are concerned about our children or our marital status, Lord, whether we are still trying to discover who we are in this world and we feel like we're distracted, like we kind of know, but we still need a little more insight from you, Lord. I just ask that in this space you would show up, and that you would honor our prayers, and that you would give us a little more clarity on the things that we are seeking. Lord, I pray for everyone in the sound of my voice, Lord, that you would give them an overwhelming sense of peace right now, Lord, that you have a way to bring peace into the most turmoil, Lord, to bring peace into a place where there is nothing but pain. Lord, that when we lock in with you, we become a version of ourselves that we don't even recognize, Lord. And I just thank you for the opportunity to do that. Lord, for people that are in prison, Lord, that you give them a sense of being free, a way that they have never felt when they were in the world, Lord. But now that they are in prison, they feel freer than they've ever been. Lord, somebody that is currently praying for healing, Lord, that you would allow them to see themselves as healed, that they would begin to walk as healed. And Lord, that they know that you have the final say, despite what the doctors say. So Lord, I just ask that right now, you would allow me to intercede in between the voice of the enemy and your voice, Lord, that you would allow me to be the bridge to better. Lord, that everyone that is listening to this word right now, Lord, that they would know that you have a great work for them in this world, that you have a plan for them that was designed before they were formed in their mother's womb. Lord, that before they were born, before they could speak, you had a word on their life, and that all they have to do is give in. Lord, all they have to do is surrender. All they have to do is say, Lord, I honor you. I'm here to serve you. And whatever work you have for me to do, I am willing to do it. No matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, I'm going to honor the work that you gave me to do, because I know that it is good because it came from you. So Lord, I just ask that you would keep us focused on that and help us to continue to tap in to the greatest versions of ourselves until we become that. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, friends. Invite all of your friends to the Jesus and Coffee podcast. Let's do this thing together.